I am so excited you're joining me for Glorious Living. Get ready to study the Word of God and discover just how much our God loves us. Welcome to Studio C. I'm Kathy DuPlantis, and Chris Studio C is decorated all for Christmas, and I have Chrissy with me.
Yes, ma'am. We're in a winter wonderland. Yes. Is this not so beautiful?
It's beautiful. We had the Simply Put ladies come in, Carrie and Tammy. They'll be here for a program after Christmas, I think.
Yeah.
But we're gonna just love what they've done. They made it so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. They're professional. Let me tell you, they know what they're doing. I want them to come help me out because, you know, it can get a little crazy at my house.
Get in their schedule because they already decorated the church for Christmas.
Oh,
this
wow.
Sunday, we're going to have beautiful decorations.
I love
it. So if you watch our Sunday broadcast regularly, you'll see that. It's so beautiful.
It's the Christmas spirit. I feel it already.
We're celebrating.
We're celebrating, and it's absolutely just a great time of the year to get together with your family and friends and you watching. I know that the Lord is going to just change you today. We're praying for that. We know it's possible. Whatever you're facing, God's ready to love you. Well, He loves you already, but to shower you with His love.
That's so good. That's so true. And, you know, we love it when you watch with us, and I believe that God is touching your life. I'm glad that you made this a part of your week right here, this first part of Christmas, of December.
That's right.
And you have some great testimonies
to
read.
I do. I love collecting your testimonies and reading them and sharing them. This one's from Facebook. It says, "Thank you, Sister Kathy, for teaching us about how Jesus died and rose again to give us all His amazing benefits. You have taught me how to bind the devil in every area of my life. I receive all of the benefits that are recorded in the Bible for me and my family. Thank you for all that you and Brother Jesse do to spread the gospel around the world. God's blessings to you and to your ministry." Well, thank you. This was from Facebook. People are watching from Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all over the place. Our app.
The app as well. Mm-hmm. And that's where I like to look at everything.
I know. It's free, too. Check it
and
out.
I just realized, I had to give me a count of how many messages we have on there now. I mean, I know y'all keep adding them to them. It's over 500
Yeah,
now.
I think it's over 530. Is that not awesome?
That's amazing.
That's a lot of binge watching on the in the Christmas season. Get your Christmas cookies out and just start binge watching Jesus.
And
it's
often
good.
Get letters from people that they've rediscovered it and they just can't stop watching because it really builds them up.
It does.
That's what the Word of God's designed to do. And that's why I love it when we take the time on the Glorious Living to study the Word of God. And we're going to do that again today.
It's so much fun. I love joining you here. And I know that there's just so much richness in God's Word. And He wants to reveal every aspect of Himself to us while we navigate this journey of life together. It's good stuff.
It's fun. So we're going to start. Let's turn to John chapter 3.
Awesome.
If you have not already gotten your Bible out, get it ready because we're going to study the Word together. And this week's Glorious Living, we're going to study a message that Jesse preached that's titled, God is in Love with Us. And it's featured as a mini article in our ministry magazine, which is called Voice of the Covenant. It's also our partner offer during the month of December. And a lot of people love to hear about the partner offers ahead of time. You can receive your copy of this powerful message on DVD and CD by using the information that's on the screen.
It's so
but
good.
Look at the cover of that magazine.
Well, look at these beautiful people. I love this. I love that we're celebrating Christmas.
I don't always love looking at my picture, but I do have it on the coffee table at my home, and hopefully it will be in the coffee table of your home to decorate for Christmas.
It's absolutely beautiful, and I love that this is actually a mini article as well. God is in love with us, and you just get so much out of reading this for yourself in the magazine and then watching the full message when you receive it as your partner offer, or even watching this. It's just every time we talk about God's love for us, it grows and expands and gets richer and richer. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, and I think Jesse even talked about God's love for us on a chat recently.
Yes.
I think it's this same week.
That's the Holy Spirit. It all connects here at JDM.
I love that. Mm-hmm. But it's important that we know how much God loves us.
Yes.
And I want you to realize today how deeply God Almighty, the creator of the universe, loves you. The Father tells you in the most beautiful love letter ever written, which is also one of the most well-known scriptures that He's ever authored. And we're going to start our study today by reading John chapter 3, verse 16, very familiar verse.
Oh, yes. So good.
I love it. You've probably seen it sports events. They put it on the big banners and everything.
Yes.
So go ahead and read it, Chrissy.
I love it. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, that's a Christmas gift right
that's
there.
That's a so love. That's right there. So love that he gave. Mm-hmm. He gave him what he didn't come in as an adult. We all know that he came as a baby. That's what Christmas is all about. Mm-hmm.
Baby in a manger. Mm-hmm. I love watching those the Christmas movies and looking at that imagery. And, you know, little Sophia, she's 2 years old, and I'm teaching her about Jesus, and we're watching these little cartoons, a little drummer boy, and I'm just showing her about God. Look, this is real. This is, he came down from heaven mm-hmm. to die, to live here, to show us how to live a beautiful life, to give glory to God, and he mm-hmm. rose again. And so when we talk about Christmas in this season, just the love of how Jesus came for us, it's just so beautiful to reflect on.
That's so true. We have the place decorated because we're celebrating, of course, Christmas, but it reminds us that about the gift
that
God gave us so long ago.
So beautiful.
That gift was his son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. I'm so thankful for that.
I love that.
What would we do without Jesus? I need him in every area.
Yeah, and we love to celebrate him, not just at Christmas. Christmas Day is every day when you're a believer.
That's right. That's true.
And that's what we do here. Everybody loves thinking about Christmas, mm-hmm. even if they don't know God. It's so festive. Everybody, the love of God just seems to pour out
it
from people,
really
whether
does.
They realize it or not.
Yeah, and all the gift giving's fun too, I'll tell you that. Me and my sister, we get each other gifts, but we can't hold it very long. We're too excited. So we just say, hey, I got you something. You want to know what it is? And we have to get another one because we just love the anticipation of seeing your face light up or, you know, seeing someone you love open something and get that excitement from that moment of just seeing that, you know, I loved you so much that I wanted to give this to you.
Right, and I believe that's how the Father's heart is. He wants us to know so much. Even right now, there are people that don't know that Jesus is God's gift to the earth. And when we receive him into our heart, receive that gift, it changes our lives.
It sure does.
And then it makes you want to give everybody else the gift of Jesus.
I love it so much. The gift of Jesus. That's what it's all about. It really is.
Right. So God gave you and me the best gift that anyone could ever receive, his son. And every day Christmas is for every believer, once you know that.
Amen.
We love it because people all around the world are celebrating the birth of Jesus together, even those that don't know him, mm-hmm. you know. And I think it makes everything more pleasant, more fun.
It sure does. It sure does.
We're going to turn to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, because while fellowshipping with the Lord one Christmas season, Jesse began meditating on this amazing verse of Scripture. Remember, we're studying his article. So we're going to find out some more things, and we're going to chat about it and make it our own. You know, that's what's good about when you can read the Word of God. You know, it's so personal, mm-hmm. even though it was written, you know, thousands of years ago,
right.
and we can read it today and it'll speak life to us because God's Word is alive. It's not dead words. And so even then, when we think about what God has done for us, it could create a new wonder, a new expectation, a new joy, just thinking about what he's done for us.
Yeah, especially this verse. I absolutely love it because it just describes Jesus, that great gift and who he really is.
Yeah, and when you think about the fact that Isaiah lived 700 years before Jesus, and he said this and declared it, when we read this verse, it reminds us how God had a long-range plan long before Isaiah was born, before we were born, that he would rescue and God would send his son.
It's so good. It's awesome.
Why don't you read our verse, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. If you have a Bible, follow along with us.
It's so beautiful. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace."
I love this. And Jesse writes that he read this scripture many times, but that day a light went off in him. It says that he said that he saw another level of the Father's heart that he had not seen before. So think of it. The God in the flesh was born to us, breaking the bondage of sin, hell, death, and the grave, giving us a way to come back home to our Creator and live free.
Ooh, is that not awesome?
That's
live
wonderful.
Free.
That
we. And I believe there might be somebody watching right now that you might feel like you have bondage, or maybe you feel like you aren't free, but Jesus came to set us free, and we can have that gift today. All you have to do is receive it. When I read that his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. And I love the Prince of Peace because how many times people, you feel like you have no peace and that other people trying to steal your peace or the enemy uses personalities and principalities to try to take that from you. But God says that you can have peace. That's one of the benefits that this lady was talking about when she's realizing she can have it all. And that's the peace of God.
Yeah. And you know, when you take the time this holiday season to meditate on the Word of God, you can take this one verse of scripture and spend that whole devotional time meditating on God is wonderful.
Yeah.
Just that one name of Him.
That's
wonderful.
So true.
And then maybe the next day, think about how He's your counselor. He'll help teach you and train you and help you with your decisions that you have to make.
Amen.
And you can do a word study back and forth in the Bible about counselor. He's the mighty God, the everlasting Father, all those names, the Prince of Peace. Each one of those are a study in themselves that we could
yes.
do. In fact, I've preached on that. We had a series in the church with all of those names a couple of years ago, probably by now. But it just was amazing when you sit and think about all that He is. But I love this first part where it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." He was born as a child, but He was a son. He was in existence before the foundations of the world.
Wow.
So He gave His son, but He came in the form of a baby born as a child.
I love it. And I love how you said you could just take each word and expound on it so deep.
Even if you just meditate on it.
I'm going to do a Bible study on that too.
And show Miss Little Sophia each level of it.
I think it's amazing to know that you can just take that one verse. And the whole Bible's filled with verses where you can just break it down, go in the Greek, go in the Hebrew. And also, y'all do that a lot on the boardroom chats where you go into the Passion Translation.
I love looking at the Bible in different translations.
And it just, everything goes. It like lights up. There's many times where I'm sitting in the boardroom chats. I love being in there with you guys and listening. And you say a word and I'm like, oh my gosh, that just made it even deeper, even more meaningful and impactful. So I would encourage you to do that as well, is take time and read it in different translations.
When you do study it, invite the Holy Spirit to help you to understand it, because even though you're reading it on a page, there's really nothing like having your study partner with you, the Holy Ghost being your guide, helping you to understand it on a deeper level. And that's what's so beautiful about studying the Word of God.
It makes me excited. It ignites something in me to keep going.
And we're just scratching the surface of this, because it's a full art message that Jesse preached that we put on the broadcast, I think, or it's a product offer that they can get. But we just got a portion of it that we made an article out of, and we're touching the top of it, and we're going even deeper.
I know. It's true. It makes it so personal, because God loves us so much that He wants that personal relationship with us.
Yeah.
It's so exciting to think
about
that.
So it would be a great one to have as a Bible study with your own family. Mm-hmm. If you want to get that CD and DVD, you can do that
as well. So good. Oh, I love it.
Let's move on. We're going to turn to John chapter 1. Because this is, and that's if we're already reading around about the study of how much God loves us. Mm-hmm. We have to realize how wonderful He is.
That's so wonderful.
Because that He loves us.
Yeah, it's
you know,
awesome.
The fact that, you know, we love God is one thing, that God loves us.
Yeah, the creator of the
universe. He loved
us
so much.
Yes.
We said already that He sent His son. But what are we doing to show our love to Him? We have to think about that. That's so important.
That's right.
But let's read 1 John chapter 1 and verse 14, Christy, because when I think about how the Father gave us His Son as in baby form, I can't help but praise Him for that, praise His name. But He came into this world as a child for you and for me and for you.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So good. So read it. John 1, 14, Gospel of John.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Mm, such a beautiful passage of Scripture. I love that. But Jesse writes in his article, why was God made flesh? Mm-hmm. Because He's in love with us.
That's amazing.
I love that. God's love for us can be hard for our human minds to wrap around, but God told Jesse in this, when He gave him this message, to think of it like this. After a person falls deeply in love with someone, they realize that they can't live without that person.
Right.
Well, that's how it is with God. The Father fell in love with you, and when He thought of you, even before the foundation of the world, He knew that man would fall, and He didn't want to live without you. So you became part of His great redemption plan.
Is that amazing?
I love that.
And to realize that God, our Father, I mean, it's so amazing that He knows every hair on our head. We all have a distinct fingerprint. We're all unique in His creation, and He loves us uniquely, and just He wants to just shower us with His blessings and His goodness so that we can have a glorious life, that it's all about that. We'll first realize that He came in the flesh as a baby. That's when it all started. That's when the glorious plan started. I mean, even before the foundations of the world, He planned for us to have a glorious life with Him forever.
Forever. Mm-hmm. And I think He wants us all to realize how each one of us are so unique. Like you were saying, we have a unique fingerprint and so important and valuable to Him. Every part every person on the planet that has ever lived is valuable to
Him. That's right.
And He cares about us enough that He sent His Son.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's our assignment here as a ministry is to get the word out.
That's right.
How wonderful Jesus is and how the world needs to hear the message of the gospel. And especially during this season, we have the opportunity and hearts are more open than ever,
I think, to hear it. That's right. That's so true. And just to imagine it, that you'll be celebrating 50 years of ministry coming up 2026. I'm excited.
I'm so excited. I know that God has done so much through our ministry over the years, but I just think that we're stepping into another level, another season of God just miraculously doing work through this ministry, reaching more people, changing more lives. Well, each soul is so important. So one soul at a time.
One soul at a time. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely awesome to think about that.
Yeah. And then Jesse goes on to write in his article, he says, on that miraculous day when God sent His Son in baby form to set you free, you were right there in the Christmas story.
Yes, we were. We were on His mind. We were on God the Father's mind when He did that. And just to think about Mary, too, about how young she was accepting that amazing calling on her life. And just to think about, I mean, having an angel come and be like, hey, you're going to be the mother of the Lord. It's like, oh my gosh, that can be a little bit jarring.
Of course it had to be overwhelming, but God knew her.
Yeah.
And she received that, even though it was a hard assignment.
Mm-hmm.
I love her words where she says, let it be unto me, even as you have said. She received the word.
Yeah.
And that reception of the word came in a seed form and was the Son of God.
It's amazing. It's so miraculous.
It's amazing how God connected all of that and wants us to know how Jesus experienced everything that we experience on this earth.
That's right.
Although, you know, sometimes you would think, oh, God's detached. He doesn't know what we're going through. But He does, because He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. In fact, more was put on Jesus than of course, I've never experienced the kind of torment and things that were put on Him, the rejection that He got when He came to give His life and just came to be loving and heal people, multiply the food, and they still criticized Him every time He turned around.
Mm-hmm.
But He still went to the cross and died for everybody.
It's amazing.
But everyone that would believe in Him could receive eternal life because of that great gift.
He is the greatest gift of all. He really is. And His love is so, so beautiful, and it's so tangible, and it's so real.
Mm-hmm.
And people may not think I'm unlovable. No one can love me. I've made this mistake, that mistake. No, God loved you so much that He gave His only Son, like we said, and your record is expunged when you accept Him as your Lord and Savior. There's nothing that can happen for you to run from the love of God. Nothing at all.
That's so comforting. And just receive that. You don't have to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Just receive that. And when you receive it, Lord, I receive the love that You have for me. He's going to come into your heart and change you, because He fell in love with you from the very beginning.
Oh, it's so good.
I love this. We're going to continue our Bible study. I hope you're enjoying this.
I sure am.
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1, because while spending time with the Lord, learning more about His love for mankind, God told Jesse some things that he'll never forget, and he put this in this article, which we're studying today.
Mm-hmm.
God brought him to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and where he said these words, let us make man in our image after our likeness.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful?
We're made in the image of God.
Yeah, that was a God idea. Mm-hmm. Let's make man in our image. Well, God is a spirit.
Yeah.
So first of all, we're made in God's image in a spirit. We all look different on the outside, but who at our core, we're not flesh, we are spirit.
Yeah.
Just like God was spirit. And he says, and after his likeness. So we have God's attributes, his characteristics that he has implanted within us. And then when we spend time in his presence, we begin to reflect those attributes.
I love it. And you know, it just makes me think of our theme. I know it's almost the end of 2025, but create your world and
That's
walk
right.
in it has been one of my favorite themes so far, because it really shows you just how we are created in the image and the likeness of God, that God is the creator.
Yeah.
And he put that same thing in us, that instinct to create, that desire to let our voices go and to start proclaiming the good things of God and start saying what we want instead of, you know, what we have, and seeing it happen.
And that's just how you create your world.
That's how
God
created
the world with His words. And because we're created in His likeness and in His image, we do the same thing. If we want to change our world, we just need to start speaking to it. When God created the world, everything was dark. And, and He didn't look out there and say, oh, it's dark out here.
Yeah. Boy, is it dark.
He didn't say what he saw. He said what he wanted.
Exactly.
So he said, light be. And then light came. And that was even before the sun and the moon was created.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. So I just encourage you, if you feel like you're unlovable, that God doesn't love you, start saying, God loves me.
Yes.
I was made in His image and in His likeness. He has a plan for me because He loves me so much. And when you start saying those things, your countenance just instantly lifts up. You start shining, your light just shines, and other people will notice.
Yes.
Your whole family will, you know, it'll make a difference, especially at this time where a lot of people, they might be sad. Maybe they lost someone close to them, or the holidays aren't with the best to them. Mm-hmm. But if you start changing the way you speak about it and say, you know what, I'm going to rejoice in what God wants me to do today. I'm going to look into my future hopeful. I'm going to keep talking about the love of God, or this program. I'm going to share it with people that may not know it. When you start doing things like that, mm-hmm. your whole atmosphere changes. Everything changes.
I love that. That's so good.
It's wonderful.
I know this whole teaching is so powerful, because just realizing how much God loves us, it just changes your perspective
on
everything.
It sure does. It sure does.
But then when Jesse was saying, he wrote that when God told him, Jesse, I'm in love with mankind and I made many species, but when I created man and woman, my love for my creation went to another level. I made mankind better than all the other species combined.
Come
that was
on.
God speaking to Jesse. And I'm glad he wrote this down for us, because that was a personal conversation mm-hmm. that they had together in prayer. And I believe that God wants to reveal himself in the same way to you.
Yeah.
God's no respecter of person. If He talked to Jesse or talks to us on one level like that during our prayer time, He will do the same for you. And His motive for coming to you is to build you up and strengthen you. The Bible tells us that He is the glory and the lifter of your head. So a lot of people are downcast because they're upset about something or feel defeated. God wants to lift you up today. That's why
that.
He brought you in here today to join with us in our chat time.
It's so good.
Here at Glorious Living.
Yeah, a lot of people write in and they want to know, they say, Brother Jesse, how do you have that same relationship with God? How do you get there? Mm-hmm. And what I love about him when he answers those questions, and you too, you make it seem like, oh no, this is possible. This is for you. Mm-hmm. Not, you're working at a global level in a ministry, but it doesn't matter what you do, what your profession is, where you are, what stage in life. God wants to have that intimate, personal relationship and talk to you just like he talks mm-hmm. to Brother Jesse or to you or me.
Yeah, and it's a revelation when you realize that God loves us as much as he loved Jesus.
Come on.
That's another whole level
that
of
is.
Loving. He loved Jesus so much, but he loves us in the same way, as much as he doesn't have any favorites. He's
wow.
he's such a all-consuming God that his love is so great. He is love.
He is love. God is love.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, you were made in the image and likeness of God, the God Almighty. You ever wonder what God looks like? Well, just look in a mirror, Jesse says. He looks just like you. He often says that.
Yeah.
Because I remember he's been like on an airplane early in the ministry when he used to travel all the time on the airline, and he'd talk to them about God. He said, man, wouldn't you like to see what God looks like? And the person would always say, yeah. So he'd unbuckle his seatbelt and he'd stand up and he'd say, it looks like me. And they'd
such
laugh.
A,
and they'd
Brother
say,
Jesse
well, he was a bit short, one guy told him.
I love it so much. But it's so true.
The reality of that we're made in his image is hard for us to get our head around. But he loves us just like we're parents. You're a parent. I'm a mother. You're a mother. Our children are really made in our image, although little Sophia looks more like she looks more like Louise, but she's still got a lot of you in there.
Thank you. Somebody told me the other day, they're like, oh, I can see it. She has your eyeballs. She has the twinkle in your eye. I'm like, that's the twinkle. But at least it's something. But she sure does look like her daddy. She's made in his image and likeness. But and it's a good
that's
thing.
Good.
It's
it
a
makes
great
him feel
thing.
Good,
it sure
it?
Does. It sure does. But it's really awesome to think about that our Father created us to be just like him and sent Jesus to not only save us, but to show us how to live.
That's so
and
good.
Show us how to love. I mean, it's all throughout the New Testament, the whole Bible, really, but Jesus' life is a life of love.
Right.
He healed
and
all.
We have God's DNA within us. He gave you his very own DNA, and he gave you character just like his. And can you see how irresistible you are to him?
Come on.
I think one of the reasons your child's irresistible to Luis is because she looks like
him. Yeah, she probably thinks she's looking at herself. I don't know. It's very
true. Give Luis a hard time.
Yeah, but he can handle it, believe me. It's so good to think about, though. I love that. I love it so much.
But Jesse writes in his article, he says, realizing the depth of God's love for us can be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Until Jesse was born again, he struggled with affection and with love. He says that he'd never had much of it, and as a kid, he knew his mama loved loved him, but his dad, he didn't have much fellowship with him when he was growing up, and they never went fishing or anything like that. They never went anywhere, really.
Wow.
And all they did was work, and that's how it was back then. But Jesse remembers one time when he was about 5 years old that he tried to hug his mom, and his grandfather sternly shook his head at him and telling him not to do that. Mm. So Jesse backed away from his mom, and his grandfather said, "Jesse, we're men. Men don't do that around here." But Jesse wasn't a man. He was five.
5 years old.
That was stupidity, Jesse writes in his article. He says, but that's the mindset he grew up with. And he says he doesn't know how many times his mama wanted him to hug him, but he wouldn't let her. But everything changed when he was born again, and his mama witnessed his miraculous transformation from that point on.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. It's so sad when you think about that story, but they did have that time, that moment, that turnaround where she saw him preach and where they were able to get more hugs in to catch up for those lost hugs as a child.
It restored it. And I love the story where he was preaching and she stood up in the back and she said, "That's a miracle of God right there. That boy was a heathen." But so that she got to see it. All of her prayers came to fruition, and she got to share the love of God with her son when even at 5 years old to be told, "Don't hug, that's a sign of weakness."
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That's what the world does. It criticizes you when you try to love the way God loves. But God brought us all together today on this program to remind you how much God truly loves you.
Amen.
And how special you are to Him.
So beautiful.
And so it's beautiful that we can do that here on this program. And I'm thankful that for our partners, we love our partners too, because they help us to do what we do every single day. And we pray for our partners and expect God to bless them. And if you're not a partner, you can become one. All the information is there on the screen. And when you're a partner, you already know that you can get this message that we've preached today.
Oh, yes.
I think it's a donation, but a certain amount for DVD and CDs.
So good.
But it's available. You can look at it on our magazine if you already have the magazine, or on our website. It's there as well.
It's everywhere.
Sure.
It's just the proclaiming the good news out on every available outlet, every platform. And that's what makes this ministry
so
special.
And what a great assignment just today to be able to tell people that God loves you.
Amen.
No matter what you've been in the past, no matter what your past has looked like, you can have a great future, a glorious future, when you put your life in Jesus' hands, when you ask Him, Lord, to forgive you. He wants us to fall in love with Him the way that He fell in love with us, so that we can experience His intense, unconditional, life-changing love forever.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen. And the love of God changes everything. And
it does.
I know if you're watching right now and you feel that, I mean, I know just sitting here talking about Jesus, talking about the love of the Father, it's filling me up. And if that's you too, if you feel that love, comment, let us know. Let us know how this particular message is changing you. Share it with a friend. Let them know that Jesus loves them immensely.
That's right.
So much, we can't even really comprehend it. We can try.
Right.
But it's unbelievable.
That's so true. And when you look at the beautiful decorations in Studio C, or when you're driving in your car and see the decorations around the neighborhood, or maybe even in your own home, just let it be let a light bulb go off and realize that each time you look at that, that's demonstrating God's great love.
Amen.
That we're celebrating the fact that God so loved the world that He sent His Son. And that fact that He sent His Son was because it was His gift to mankind.
Amen.
And you could receive that gift by just believing in Him and trusting in Him. And when you do that, you'll begin to live a life that's filled with love on every level.
Now,
a love that you can not only feel for yourself, but be able to give out to others.
Amen. Now that's glorious living.
That's glorious living right here.
I love it so much.
It's been so fun. Thank you, Christy, for joining with me today.
I love being with you. I love that word, love. I love you. I love the decorations. I love the Christmas season.
Yes.
And I love God. And we love you that you took the time to watch this. And I really do believe that the love of God is, He's doing a great, mighty work in your life, in our lives. And that, I mean, this season's going to be the best one yet. I truly believe it.
I do too. Mm-hmm. And you can expect that when you begin to create your world and walk in.
Amen.
And that's what we've been talking about all year long.
That's great.
Because God wants us to rely upon His Word, and His Word is filled with promises. And we're going to be back next week to study on some more promises about God's Word. So glad you joined me today.
Yes,
it's been
ma'am.
Fun, Chrissy.
It's been fun.
We've been having fun all the time.
I love doing these Bible studies. I get so excited about them, sitting down with you and researching, looking at God's Word and reading it and getting filled up. And it just overflows and goes out in the airwaves. So we get to connect with you. And that's always awesome.
Yeah, and just remember, you can read the article for yourself on the app, in our magazine.
Yes.
and as well as other articles in that, and share it with someone as well.
Yeah, and it's also available in Spanish digitally.
Oh, that's right.
So you go to jdm.org, go ahead and download that in Spanish, and just have a good time reading God's Word
together.
We have
lots of people that get the magazine in Spanish, mm-hmm. as well as followers in the Spanish. So we have we all know a lot of people that speak mostly Spanish.
Yeah,
their English
right.
is they're learning their English, but they know their Spanish well, and that'll bless them and minister them.
Amen.
Great that we can have that tool to share.
It is. It's wonderful. It's great.
Well, thank you, Chrissy, again.
Thank you, ma'am.
And thank you for sharing today, your time today with me here at Studio C. I'll look forward to seeing you next week as we study the Word of God again together. Bye-bye.